Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show 2021. I hope you've had an awesome week and you're winding down or getting over your New Year's hangover. Dear 2020, bye-bye. We are so over you and ready to move on to better days. As we head into the new year, let's take a page from pandemic life and do things a little differently when it comes to planning out our 2021. So rather than doing what you've done every year, making a resolution that may last for only a few months, how about setting an intention instead? You may be asking, what's the difference between a resolution and an intention? Well, a resolution is a specific goal to achieve your desired result. It's often directed at changing a part of ourselves that we think is flawed or needs improvement. This might be working out more for, say, weight loss, getting a promotion, a healthier lifestyle, eating a healthier, getting more active, things like that. So an intention, on the other hand, is an overarching idea of how you want to live your life that aligns with your values and in turn drives your actions and decisions. So it can be a feeling that you want to embody, such as being calm, being productive, flexible, loving, or understanding. While a resolution is targeted to a specific part of your life, an intention can have widespread positive effects on various aspects of your life so that you can be the best version of yourself. And that's what we want. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, New Year's, where we talk about normally all things were women working in non-traditional roles in very male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. However, today is episode 21, Living Intentionally, and it's the first show for 2021. So happy New Year's, everyone. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear, getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. My passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing these non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. And I'd like to welcome all the listeners throughout Australia and wish them a happy hangover New Year's Day if they're holding one. And everyone, to all the women that are out on track and working today, happy New Year to you and stay safe and well. I hope you have a fantastic shift. And this might be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain some adult language. Anyway, let's get into it. And get into the show. Let's do this. It's New Year's Day, 2021. So as we closed out another year, end of the decade, if I was to ask you, is 2020 a year you're proud of in any form, small or big, or one you'd put in, I'd rather forget part, what would your answer be? You know, for most of us, taking on multiple roles of being a mum, a grandmother, a working woman, wife, partner, sister, aunt, daughter, niece, your time goes by in a blur. It's like life just steamrolls us. Before you know it, that's the end of another year. You may feel out of control and pulled in all directions, keeping your head above water is taking up all your available energy. As you're in survival mode and you crawl into the Christmas finishing line, it's not a sustainable way of living. I think you already know that. So you don't want 2021 to be a repeat of your actions or lack thereof. Let's do something together right now. Take a step back from the chaos of life and take a moment to breathe and reflect, because life is only chaotic, hectic, and stressful if you choose it to be this way. Now, you're saying to me, I have responsibilities and commitments. Well, don't we all? And you know I get that, because I was in the same boat. But here's the difference. You're allowing those responsibilities and commitments to take over control of all your thoughts, decisions, and actions in life, when it should be the other way around. You need to take back control of those responsibilities and commitments so they fit into your schedule. Now, I hear you saying, yeah, easier said than done, Joe. Now, I never said it was going to be easy, but it is simple, and making the choice just takes consistent practice. I want to help you take that control so that 12 months later, when I ask you that same question, is 2021 a year you're proud of, or one you'll put in the I'd rather forget pile? You're going to answer with a resounding, hell yeah, it's been one of my best years ever. Okay, so to get you to that point, here's the first step. I've put together a simple one-page My Year in Review checklist. So it's a short exercise you can do to help you let go of a year you'd rather forget and move forward into 2021 with strength, resilience, and with positive motivation. Now, I promise you that if you do this, you're going to set yourself up for much more happiness, more growth, and more time spent on what's profoundly important to you. Your time here on this earth matters. If you want a future and legacy that you're proud of, then now is the time to start creating it. So send me an email at jodie@kickasswomen.com.au and I'll send you in return a free copy of my year in review checklist. And let's make 2021 a year you will be proud of. So let's make a move on from our self-reflection and head on over to setting an intention at the start of a new year. Like I mentioned earlier before, it's different to a resolution. An intention is a guiding principle for how you want to be, live, and show up in the world, whether that's at work, in relationships, during your meditation, or in any area of your life. Ask yourself, what matters most to you? Your answer could form a powerful intention for which you can align your thoughts and attitude for the day ahead. Having a clear intention with you at your fingertips can help guide your actions as you move through your day. One place where intentions are often encouraged are at the beginning of your day. But an intention shouldn't be confused with a goal. It's not something you attach an expectation or evaluation to. It is something you want to align within your life. It's an aim, a purpose, an attitude you're proud to commit to. And intentions must come from your heart. They are not the tangible boost sales by 25% or get a promotion kind of smart goals that you set at work. They are heart-driven and evoke feeling and purpose, like practice being non-judgmental of myself and of others. Send compassion out to the world. Open my heart. Let go of fear. So setting an intention is a way to bring your heart and mind into alignment. Why do we set intentions? Setting an intention at the start of a new year or on your birthday, when a new month starts, or at the beginning of your day or week can be a powerful practice, because it's the first step to embodying that which you want. Wayne Dyer said, our intention creates our reality. And how many times have you heard what you think, you become? Or thoughts become things? If you're focusing your mind on a specific intention during a meditation, you are bringing it into your focus mind, your thoughts, your heart, and in turn helping to bring it into your reality. So how do we set an intention? Your intention should be closely tied to your personal thoughts, values, and perspective on your life. Intentions can be a clear and specific wish, or as simple as a word or phrase you'd like to align yourself with, like open your mind and heart, love, vulnerability, strength, kindness for myself and others, peace, or freedom. Try to keep the intention positive. So instead of saying stop being a coward or spend less time alone, choose the intentions, be courageous, or simply community. So here are some thought starters to help you get started in forming an intention. What matters most to you? What would you like to build, create, or nurture in your life? What would you like to let go of? Who would you like to forgive in your life? And how do you feel when you are your happiest self? What makes you proud? What word or words would you like to align yourself with? What fears would you like to release? What are you grateful for? What are your wildest dreams? So that's 10 intentions you can borrow and find balance, open your mind and heart, peace, stay steady, calm and focused, act with courage, embrace change, give and receive love, allow yourself to be vulnerable, connect with others, acceptance. Now you can borrow one of these if it resonates with you, but try to create something personal for yourself, something that really resonates with you. So how do we put our intentions into practice? Silently stating your intention at the beginning of your day, your week, or your meditation practice, your yoga session, won't be enough. You must revisit it often and when needed. Call it to the center of your mind when you feel off center and need to reset. Intentions are a wonderful way to help you stay grounded and reconnect with what matters most. Okay, so we're going to take a little break now and listen to a tune to get into our new year mood, and I'll be back soon. Intentions are compressed into words in Full Magical Power. That's Deepak Chopra. You may be thinking it's way too early to start thinking about the year of 2021. But if you lay the groundwork now to accomplish a particular goal, your chances of success will increase exponentially. Before you know it, it is exactly the time to think about the goals for 2021, before the end of the holidays and all the to-do lists take over your time. Tiny habits compound over time. If you don't choose your habits to get a better life, you'll pick up bad habits by default. So you need to set intentions for the coming year, like we talked about earlier. You need to get clear first. So many of us don't lack motivation. We lack clarity. When we aren't clear about our essential tasks, the non-essential tasks take over. So what is it that you really want? Figure out what you want and then get clear on your plan. What do you want your life to look like 1 year from now? Remember the question I want to ask you. One way to set your intention is to think about what you want your life to be 1 year from today, January 1, 2021. Now, I myself, I don't make New Year's resolutions because they tend to last only till Valentine's Day. You can't magically change a habit overnight. Willpower is unreliable. What is most effective is thinking about what one or two changes you'd like to see at the end of the year. Write down specific steps to implement that change and then develop a system to support that goal. And that is a goal. Systems are the way to better habits. So do you want more free time? Do you want to start a yoga practice? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to work from home? Do you want to travel more? Do you want a larger retirement fund or a bigger savings plan? Write it down. When you write goals on paper, you become clear on the goal. And do your end of year review. Reflect on the previous year. we talked about at the beginning of the show. If you don't know what you want your life to look like a year from now, perform your year-end review on that past year, and you will get a better idea of what you want to change. So I'm really big on reflection. So reflection on the previous year's successes and failures will help you refine and improve your systems and your habits. If we don't reflect on what went poorly in the past, it is easier to remain in denial or make excuses about why we don't have the lives we want. So here's some questions to ask yourself. What went well this year? What didn't go as planned? And why didn't that goal or plan go as intended? How can I change my behaviour so that I stick to my habits? How can I refine the habit? Performing your annual review is not just learning where your system failed you. It's about fine-tuning the system, making it better to support the life you want. I kept saying I was a writer, but not until I came up with a system and fine-tuned my habits was I able to actually show up to my writing desk every day to become a writer. Now, James Clear simplifies this idea brilliantly in his book titled Atomic Habits. Decide the type of person you want to be. Prove it to yourself with small wins. Now, he gives this simple example. Who is the type of person who could write a book? It's probably someone who is consistent and reliable. Now, shift from writing a book outcome-based to being the type of person who is consistent and reliable, identity-based. You can apply this to any goal. Turning the goal into a habit. Say if your goal is to lose 5 kilos in weight loss, be a person who is consistent and reliable and shows up to the gym and eats healthier. Make showing up to the gym as easily as possible. So, for example, don't pick a gym that isn't on your way to work or home or on the way to the kids drop off to school if you drive. Don't pick a gym that's 10 kilometres or 20 miles in the other direction from all your other routes and activities, like on the other side of town. Pick one you will pass every day. You are making the habit as doable as possible by picking the right system to support the habit. Less friction, the easier the habit. So I fine-tuned my writing habit until it got me sitting at my desk. My system is better than it was the first year I started writing and blogging. And I'll improve after I've done my self-reflection this year. We all need persistence, willpower, and grit to succeed. But creating an environment that supports your habits will create a disciplined lifestyle and help you reach your goals. What this means for the writer is removing all distractions and prioritising the writing habit. For the person who wants to lose that 5 kilos in weight loss, it means setting out your workout clothes each night, buying lots of vegetables and fruit and healthy foods to eat, and being careful about who you hang out with and who you eat with. Because according to research, a person's chances of becoming obese increase by 57%. If he or she has a friend who has bad habits in that manner as well. Less friction, less procrastination. The greater the resistance to doing something, the less likely you will perform the task. If you want to minimize procrastination, reduce the friction. Procrastination is when you have an essential task to do, a task that when you do it, it adds value to your identity, who you want to be, and you put it off. Procrastination isn't good for us because we want to get the task done. We want to add value to our lives and our work. So accomplishing the task reinforces the identity that we say is important to us. It is essential to our core values. But the task may be difficult or dull, so we just put it off. When you minimize resistance to the task, putting out your runners, dressing in your workout clothes first thing in the morning, you lessen the friction or resistance, the procrastination. Think of it this way. You're taking the debate, the thought, out of whether or not to exercise. By putting on your clothes each morning to work out, you're saying to yourself, this is what's happening. I'm working out today at the set time. I'm going to the gym. There are no excuses. I have my clothes on. I no longer have to debate with myself that I'm working out. Sounds good, doesn't it? Lessening the resistance. When excuses pop up, like I'm tired, I'll work out tomorrow. It's too cold outside, it's too hot. I'll just take off today and curl up on the couch and binge Netflix. You are less likely to succumb to the excuse because you already decided to work out when you put the workout clothes on. You have to implement a system to win at anything. Implementation intention. I first learned about implementation intention in James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, like I mentioned earlier. Implementation intention is simply a plan you make beforehand about when and where to act. That is, how you intend to implement a particular habit. Implementation intention is when situation X arises, I will perform Y. And studies have shown that implementation intention is useful for sticking to our goals. Those who made a specific plan for when and where they will perform a task are more likely to follow through with it. Saying out loud, I'm going to write more, or I'm going to lose that weight, will not get you to your goal. You can't rely on inspiration or motivation to strive. Those fickle friends, they come and go. They aren't reliable. Instead, you have to do this. And I suggest writing it down. Writing, I will write for 1 hour a day at 7 a.m. at my desk with my headphones on and my phone outside of the room. In regards to exercise, I will exercise for 45 minutes at 6 p.m. at the gym. In your relationships, I will make my partner his favorite dinner tonight and give him a kiss when I give it to him. For family, I will call my mum on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Your meditation, I will meditate for 20 minutes at 6 a.m. When you don't have specific goals, you allow other distractions to fill your days. But when you are clear about how your minutes are spent each day and what you're doing with those minutes, you are less likely to be distracted by things you would rather say no to. And you know I love lists and planners. They're the best to keep to those intentions. So with repetition, you will get the urge to do the right thing at the specific time you set for doing them. These small wins will add up to a life that reflects your values. Simplify, get clear, set the intention, do your year-end review. Write it down, make a plan, develop the system, implementation, intention. And then, my friend, what you'll have there is a habit. Repeat for another habit and goal you want to accomplish. But you must start with the intention. If you don't start with intention, planning and forethought, you won't be able to implement the other steps. And a year from now, you'll be in the same place you are today. Okay, let's hear from one of the radio show's sponsors and I'll be back soon.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Hey, Glowgetters! Have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Welcome back. So, do you want to know how to predict your future? Sounds too good to be true, right? It actually might not be. Here's what I mean. Imagine for a minute you're on a road trip. When you start out on a road trip, you know where you're going. You have your destination in mind. But you end up getting lost along the way. You're enjoying yourself and not paying attention, really. So it takes you a bit to realize you're even lost and you're off track. Eventually, you figure it out. You get new directions and then you head off in a different direction. You get to your desired destination, but it takes twice as long to get there. This isn't hard to imagine, right? We've all been there, probably too many times. This analogy is really useful when thinking about where you're currently headed in your life and where you actually want to go. And that's the same with your job as well. You may intend to get somewhere someday, but may be headed in the completely wrong direction. This is the life-changing work that can help you know exactly how to predict your future to the best of your abilities. Are you with me? Here's what I mean. Direction versus intention. There's that intention word again. Now, the principle is direction leads to intention. I was recommended to listen to a series on personal development by Andy Stanley titled Your Move, which is amazing, by the way, about intention and direction, and it was a total game changer for me. What resonated with me most was how much this concept applies in every moment of our lives. Meaning, the action you take today leads you in a direction regardless of whether it aligns with your intentions. In order to get a better sense of this, let's take a look at a difference between direction and intention. So understanding the term direction versus intention, here's a look at the difference between direction and intention. So direction is where you're headed right now. It's the action you're taking and the path you're on. Remember the road trip example from just before. When you get into your car to go from one destination to the next, this is your direction. The turns and the streets you take, your path is your direction. This path will lead you somewhere. Now, since direction is where you're actually headed, this means it's different from where you intend to head. It's simply the steps you're taking right now that move you on a certain path. So examples of direction in your daily life could be how you spend your time today, whether that's at work or at home, how you're filling your calendar and with what, whether you're working out at the gym, what you eat, who you're going out with, how you're relating to people, whether you're setting your goals, what you're spending your money on, or whether you're saving money, whether you're making money. The examples are of actions that you're taking that have everything to do with where you currently are and where you're going. Intention, on the other hand, has everything to do with where you desire to end up, your destination. Your intention is what you desire for your future, where you want to end up someday. When you share your plans with someone, the idea behind what you share would be your intention. It would be where you'd say you're headed and be your beliefs and vision about your life. So an example of intention in your daily life could be, I plan to get out of debt. I plan to get married. I plan to have a good marriage. I plan to only date really great guys. Good luck with that. I plan to build a business. I plan to work less. I plan to prioritize my relationships. And I plan to make more money in a new career. I plan to eat healthier. Or I plan to get in a career I love. So those are just examples I just mentioned. And they're of intentions that you have everything to do with the desire you have for your future. Your plan for your future is your intention. If you aren't arriving at a place that you see for yourself, the problem may lie in your direction. Are you following me? More specifically, Your direction may not line up with your intentions, if that makes sense easier. The problem? You may not be headed in the direction of your intentions, like I just said. You may be very clear on your intention and have a strong desire for it, but if you're not taking action towards it, that's if you're not moving in that direction, you're inevitably moving further away from it, aren't you? If you're not taking action. If the action you're taking on a daily basis isn't moving you towards your intentions, then you're going in the wrong direction. I'll have to get your head around that for a bit. It's the moment you might say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that, but instead you move away from actually doing it. If you say, I plan to get out of debt, but you continue to overspend and you increase your credit card, then you're going the wrong way. That's a really good example. So to complicate things even more though, you may feel amazing with the actions you're taking today. When you feel great with your current actions, it can be hard to know if you're heading in the right direction and very easy to overlook going the wrong way. So some examples of enjoying your actions but going in the wrong direction. Say if you want to meet someone seriously, but you're spending all your nights and your weekends partying. If you want to build a six-figure business, but you spend all your free time traveling around, spending your money. If you want to prioritize your relationships, but you spend all your time working. And in the driving analogy, it takes some time when you're lost to realize you're lost. You may actually enjoy what you're doing right now and the direction you're heading, but it may not be serving you at all. So are you just turning in circles? Actions will always create your results. Remember, thoughts cause feelings, cause actions, cause results. So the direction you're heading in right now, the actions you're taking today will determine your results. It doesn't matter how much you intend and desire something for the future. If you're not doing it right now, that's not where you're going to end up. When you're moving in the wrong direction, eventually there are consequences. You will end up somewhere you don't want to be. It's the equivalent to what happens when you're distracted by your road trip playlist and end up 100 miles in the wrong direction because you're too busy singing and card karaoke. You may have seen this scenario play out in other people's lives. They're living in the wrong direction. They may be happy, but they're missing their kids grow up, they're missing their family, or they're missing their career. So here's an example of what this looks like. The intention is you want to build an online business and make six figures, working from home on your own terms. Got that picture? That's the intention. However, the direction, you're spending all your time doing other things and avoiding your business. You're planning trips with friends. You've enrolled in lots of hobbies and other activities, social activities. You're taking a bunch of fitness classes. So in this example, you have an intention, but you're headed in the wrong direction. You may not realize this because it all feels really good and no one would fault you for living a balanced lifestyle, if you call it balanced, but eventually it will catch up with you because you'll never get the result you want. You won't end up where you intended. While there's no fix to this problem, there is one way to solve it. And the solution? You have to change direction. You may find yourself with results you don't want, and this is because you took action that led you in the wrong direction. When you arrive somewhere that you didn't expect to be, you can't fix it. You have to completely change direction, do the U-turn. It will take just as long to create new results as it did to create your current results. You can't leap across the country. You're in a car. It's going to take some time to make that drive. You'll do exactly what you did to create your unintended result, create new directions and take a new path. Your actions, the direction you're headed, always leads you somewhere. This isn't a fast fix for this, and you will need to have a completely new set of thoughts, feelings, and actions. You will have to give up short-term false pleasures, aka fun, but the result is long-term satisfaction. Your direction in this very moment is determining your ultimate destination. By getting clear on your direction, you'll create your future with as much certainty as possible. So, how to create your future with as much certainty as possible, like I just said? You create your future, your results, through the action you take. The action you take is based on what you believe right now. Who you are being today leads to the results you create in the future. So if you're wondering how to predict your future with as much certainty as possible, take a look at the direction you're headed in today. So in saying that, you have to accept, of course, tragedies happen and unforeseen circumstances arise. But that isn't something you've created yourself, and rarely is the issue of why people are headed in the wrong direction. If you want to know what the future looks like, look at the direction you're heading today. And to figure out what direction you're taking, ask yourself a couple of these fun questions. So, and this should get you clear on your direction. What am I thinking? What do I believe? What am I saying out loud? How do I feel? What am I doing? Where is my focus? These questions will help you take inventory of who you're being right now. All of these answers make up the person you are today, and if you continue thinking, believing, saying, etc., the same things, then you're going to continue being in the same place. We get to where we should be through direction. And the great news is, if you change direction, then things will eventually change. You can start this change today, right now. You can change direction by taking small actions. You can start your new journey in the direction that leads to the intended result you want most. When you start to make changes to your direction in order to create the future of your dreams, people may not understand, and that's okay. No need to listen to anyone but yourself with this decision. It's all about you, remember. If you know where you want to end up and you change direction to head in that way, you're doing it right. This is how you can master your mindset, your emotions, your self-love, relationships, problems, overwhelm, productivity, time management, your goal setting, and your habits. By the end of it, you'll have clarity on how to predict your future with as much certainty as is humanly possible. Okay, that wraps up that. So let's hear from another one of our show's outstanding sponsors, and I'll be back with you soon.
Hey, Glowgetters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones, and eBay.
So here are your take five tips for living intentionally. Kick off those heels. It really worked for me, and now I would like to share my take five tips with you to make setting intentions easier. So, number one, be careful with your words. Some words imply things that we don't even realize. Did you know the word want really means lack? That's why it's so much more constructive to say, I choose to have a new job, instead of I want a new job. The second one implies that there is something that you're missing, while the first is an active choice. Another dangerous word is I hope, because it can leave the door open for potential defeat. A stronger option would be, I will. Number two, be clear and specific. Instead of saying something vague like, I want more abundance, try to get specific, because abundance can mean many things, from family to money to your work. For example, if it's a successful business you want, say, I will have a successful business. If it's a relationship you're after, then say, I will have a fulfilling relationship. Get the idea? Number three, stop listening to your own negative tapes. When your subconscious is playing those negative tapes, your self-limiting beliefs, like, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I don't deserve it, your goals most likely won't get accomplished. But if you can use setting an intention to bring your conscious and subconscious minds together to play the same positive tape, you have much more chance for success. Number four, practice gratitude. Even the worst day has one or two bright spots. It's so helpful to write down a couple of things that you're grateful for every night or every morning. Gratitude is one of the best ways to create the abundance consciousness, says Deepak Chopra, because you'll focus on the source of all those things that came into your life, and they'll continue to open to you. The benefits of practicing gratitude are nearly endless, including more positive emotions, feeling more alive, sleeping better, and expressing more compassion and kindness, and even having stronger immune systems, apparently. So the last one, number five, lather, rinse, and repeat. Write down your intention. Say it and repeat it over and over again. I encourage you to do this daily, every morning, with your affirmations based on their core values, the essence of who you are, and the principles and fundamental beliefs that you hold to be of worth in your life. While doing this daily practice would be a great time to also declare your daily intention and make it part of your morning ritual. So, there you have it. What intention will you be setting? And lastly, here's your safety affirmation. It is, the best way to predict your future is to pay attention to where you're headed. And that's from Andy Stanley out of his book. That's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to action over the weekend. Remember your self-reflection for the past year. 2021 is our chance to turn a new chapter of our lives into something more meaningful and hopeful after a year of uncertainty and fear. As you gear up for this new beginning, give yourself the gift of time to reflect upon what qualities can help you achieve a life of balance and purpose. The beauty of the new year and any new beginning is that we get another chance to hit the reset button and start again in a meaningful and mindful way. So here's to a 2021 filled with abundance and positivity in all aspects of your life, like using a roadmap to arrive at a destination. Setting a clear list of intentions will help ensure you're headed in the right direction and at the end of the desired location, your aspiration, using the most direct route. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week for the start of the 2021 episodes, and we're going to talk about the future of work for women. Reach out to me and follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Jo Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already. And I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio Show by leaving me a review on the BBS Radio Network at bbsradio.com/kickassradio. So that's it. It's not goodbye. It's see you later. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on, get your glow on. and I'll see you in 2021. That's all for today. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for your company, and thanks for listening to Kick-Ass Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.